In Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee is getting $750 million from Facebook and Instagram's parent company, Meta. That's because of a legal settlement. Tennessee was among the states that sued, arguing Instagram knowingly damaged kids' mental health and misled the public about how safe the platform is. The company agreed today to pay out billions to states and introduce several new safety features for young users. These would limit use at 2 hours, block access between midnight and 6 a.m., and disable push notifications during school hours, among other controls. Nashville is mourning the loss of beloved singer Dolly Parton. WPLN's Mariana Baca Yao reports all across the city, the usual tourist photo ops have been transformed into memorials for Dolly.
Dolly Parton's face is all over Nashville. From license plates to the many colorful murals on alleyways, buildings, and the occasional dumpster, her impact is hard to miss, especially now. Karaoke bars have been fielding song requests from Jolene to My Tennessee Mountain Home in tribute to one of the most beloved singers in America. In 12 South, 8-year-old Iris Spraggins left flowers by a poster of Dolly.
She's the best.
Do you have a favorite song by her? There's just too many to choose from.
Yeah.
She knows them.
I like Butterfly.
Iris grew up getting books from Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. That early literacy initiative has put 300 million free books into the hands of children.
I've always wanted to meet her, but I never did.
Parton's family has asked that, in lieu of flowers, mourners make donations to her Imagination Library to inspire the next generation of readers. Mariana Baca Yao, WPLN News.